The president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, Geba Kwesi Agyeman, has entreated the National Communications Authority, NCA, and other regulatory bodies to strictly monitor and ensure private stations adhere to their set objectives. According to Mr. Agyeman, Geba's power is limited in terms of cracking the whip on members who fail to abide by the ethical standards. He was, however, quick to add that Geba collaborates with other entities to scrutinize the private media.
Unfortunately, we are just but an association. We have a code of conduct. We do capacity building. The only thing we could do is more like name and shame, which we do. We have a code of conduct. We have capacity training workshops, training programs, and all that. But I think that goes to a holistic view of the industry. If people feel that they're just chasing audience, all they want is people to tune in so that they can draw up audiences to get advertising. What is the frequency plan for the nation? What is a broadcasting bill? How are people getting these licenses? If you get authorization, what is the conditions attached to it? There are no conditions. So somebody goes and even send a business plan that I want to have a current affairs station. The next moment you hear that station has turned into a sports station, or and nobody goes back to anything. What is the plan? For a country like Ghana, we should know that, okay, we can have 10 maybe news channels. We can have 3 business stations. If you go to South Africa, for example, they have an open bid, as it were. People come and bid for authorization and say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this. It fits the national agenda. If we don't do that, an association, all we can do is to preach morality, ethics, and all those things, but we don't have that power.